Good morning. It's February 10th, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book by the same name. And today's title is Pay Attention. Caves have two great things to teach you. Light is sacred, and silence is to integrate with eternity. Mehmet Murat İrdan. I'm not sure I even know the difference between a cave and a cavern. I have the feeling the former might just be smaller, but I'm not really sure. I do know that the rooms of the Natural Bridge Caverns just north of San Antonio are, in a word, big. We visited in winter, so the constant 70-degree Fahrenheit and 99% humidity as we worked our way 200 feet underground felt more than a little warm. We were soaked by the time we began our ascent an hour after descending the wet, at times slippery and extremely narrow path. If you've never been to any caverns like these or Carlsbad, Mammoth, Jewel, Wind, Fisher Ridge, etc., 36 states in the USA have more than three caverns open to the public, you need to find a way to go. There is something magical about these fantastic worlds hidden beneath the surface. They can explain about how shallow seas covered Central Texas 120 million years ago, and thick deposits of calcium carbonate from dead sea creatures accumulated on the seafloor. Scientists tell us after millions of years of compacting, limestone and dolomite were formed. A mere 20 million years ago, the Earth cracked at the Balcones Fault, forming the Edwards Plateau, which extends hundreds of miles to the west across the hill country in Texas. Running water then formed river valleys through erosion. Rainwater that seeps through the ground along the joints and faults becomes CO2 enriched, forming a weak carbonic acid, which drains into the underground water flow and erodes cavernous spaces in the more soluble rock. Carbonic acid-rich water, which drips into these caverns over centuries, form the fantastic stalagmites and stalactites that every schoolchild struggles to keep straight in their mind. Stalactites hold tight to the roof, by the way. They form majestic structures, named things like the Watchtower and the King's Throne. Seeing the tiny opening that four St. Mary's College students crawled through in 1968 and then returned with flashlights to crawl over the rough, wet caverns, millions of bats overhead, gives one the heebie-jeebies, to say the least. But today, 50 years later, with all of the passages well lit and railings along cement walkways, you can concentrate on the phenomenal beauty that this natural occurrence has created. But why is it phenomenal? Why is it so moving, so beautiful? I think the answer lies in the realization that the caverns, like the sunrise, like a mountain range, like the seashore, like a flower, like a snowflake, like an eagle, like the night sky, despite our technological advancement, lie completely outside the spectrum of our creative abilities. In point of fact, if we really pay attention, all of these natural wonders are just that, wonders. They are awe-inspiring. For those of us who see more than a random cohesion of atoms developing in complexity over impossibly long times, i.e., those of us who believe in a creative intelligence, the Bible explains that feeling of wonder we get. Our God is indeed an awesome God. All we have to do is pay attention to His creative works that surround us every moment. You can literally see God everywhere you look. So go ahead, pay attention. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? Exodus 15:11, NIV. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of His hands. Psalm 19:1. Look deep into nature, and you'll understand everything better. Albert Einstein. Those who contemplate the beauty of the earth find reserves of strength that last a lifetime. Rachel Carson. Lord, let us not pass quickly by the wonders of your creation. Remind us to take a moment to truly contemplate the aspects of nature all around us, and when we do, fill us with awe at the complexity, expanse, and beauty that your hand has wrought. Thank you for the little joys that your creation gifts us every day, from an eagle soaring in a blue sky to the early morning sunrise. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.